Real World Radio. Carrillo's arrested in South Florida. The anti-communist militant tied to CIA, accused of bombing a Cuban airliner in 1976, Cuban exile Luis Posada Carrillo has been arrested in the United States. Cuban and Venezuelan governments, in connection with the attack, have wanted the terrorist since then. Recently, declassified documents show that Carrillo used to work for the Central Intelligence Agency, or CIA. His shocking arrest comes a day after millions of Cubans marched in Havana to urge the U.S. to hand him over. He was released from prison in Panama last year after the outgoing president pardoned him over an alleged plot to kill President Fidel Castro in 2000 during the Ibero-American summit. According to Cuban newspaper Granma, Carrillo was smuggled into the U.S. in March of this year. He was arrested in Miami Tuesday by immigration authorities as he was preparing to leave the country after he gave media interviews in Miami for the first time since he surfaced. In an interview in Tuesday's Miami Herald, Posada said he was amazed the U.S. government had not been looking for him. He also denied any involvement in the airliner bombing, although recently declassified documents from the CIA and FBI indicate he attended at least two planning meetings for the attack. The same day in Havana, President Fidel Castro led protesters past the U.S. interest section asking for Carrillo's handover. It is said to be the largest demonstration ever held in Cuba. Castro said the U.S. war on terror would lose credibility if Washington refused to act against an alleged terrorist on its own soil. Venezuela has applied to the U.S. government for the extradition of Posada Carrillo, who is a Venezuelan citizen. The U.S. Homeland Security Department said it had 48 hours to determine his immigration status. Real World Radio.